This year, the Tom Longboat Run will be celebrating the 24th running of the annual event. And like always, there's going to be pretty much a category for everyone in the community, no matter age or running level. All community members are going to be able to pick an event that suits them best. This year, there will be a 1 kilometer toddler walk, a 5 kilometer walk, run, or bike event, and a 10 kilometer bike or run event. And here to talk to me about the 24th annual Tom Longboat Run is Cindy Martin, traditional wellness coordinator for Six Nations Health Promotions. So thank you very much for doing this, Cindy.
Hi, thanks for inviting me on to the radio station.
I was hoping that we could start things by going a little bit into the history of the run and why we celebrate Tom Longboat as a role model so much here on Six Nations.
Yes, I'm happy to share that that Tom Longboat was the first marathon runner, first Indigenous marathon runner to win the Boston Marathon in 1907. And it was quite the phenomenal event for Tom, but also putting Six Nations on the map, especially because with the history of our people, the government tried to keep us from traveling abroad, or, you know, sometimes you had to get permission from the native agent that was supervising or monitoring the reserve. And so for him to travel by train to Boston was really extraordinary. He traveled with Trump General. Trump was the person who trained him for the run, because in 1901, Trump came, I believe he came second when he ran, and he didn't get the exposure as Tom had received, but Trump had trained him and got him ready for the run and traveled both together to Boston. And you know, that's history, you know. So that he was really young. I want to say he was like 19. I can't remember the age specifically, but it was a time period where we were surprised by a Native hero being born from the running event in Boston.
That's awesome. And like, looking into the history of the event, can you talk about how it's grown over the years and become something that I think a lot of community members look forward to, like year after year? So
it's grown. We started in the year 2000 with Health Services and Parks and Recreation doing a partnership on the run. And the event itself, I believe we had like 194 people in that first event, and it was held at Isle Thomas School. And the event route went around the block, so it was 10 kilometers. And, you know, the walkers came in, you know, last. They were called the strawberry stragglers because many of them were picking up wild strawberries that were found along the road. And so, you know, it's been quite the memory for many of the people who lived along the 5th Line, 6th Line, and Cayuga and Onondaga roads, because they could see the crowd of people passing through. And, you know, he's one of us. He's the Onondaga Wolf Clan, and people just have cherished him because he was still a traditional man, spoke the language and attended longhouse ceremonies. And many of his family relatives, his descendants are, you know, live here in the community. And, you know, he himself is my great uncle. And, you know, so this was an honor for me to be able to sit on the committee to help develop this event. I feel, you know, this collaboration that has grown over the last 24 years has been extraordinary. You know, we all have that sense of pride, not only because it's running is a inherent ability that we have, but it's also helps us remember our traditional runners that carried messages from community to community before there was vehicles. You know, so it was, you know, endurance and stamina that runners carried within themselves to run long distances. You know, 50 kilometers is the equivalent to the 26.2 miles that he ran, you know. So technically it'd be like from here to Ancaster, if you kind of thought about it, 50 kilometers, you know. So it is truly a great feat. But, you know, for them to run 100 kilometers, that was, you know, that was considered somewhat easy for them too, right? To be able to run those distances.
And can you talk to me about how important it is for the community to come together and participate in events like this, particularly in light of the challenges we're trying to get over with restrictions easing during the pandemic?
I know over those past 2 years, we had to go through distancing, social distancing because of COVID-19. And I'm glad that we were still able to offer like a virtual event where people could run, bike or run in their own backyard, wherever they were. And because of COVID, we're past that. Now we can return back to the root of the road. It's going to be along Fourth Line to Mohawk Road and turn back for the 10Ks. But it's really a family event. People are bringing their children and strollers and wagons and little bicycles. And even, the toddler walk is something that is we've done once before, but we're bringing it back because it's important for us to be active throughout our life. And being active for life is something that we should be doing daily, and it's to prevent diabetes, prevent heart disease, just to, keep our body moving. And I go to the various tracks in the community and everybody's, walking or running. So it's very inspiring to see everybody on the move. And, the weather helps now. I know everybody was kind of sad that it was raining so much, but I know some people have tried to get out there with their rain gear and, which is good. It's inspiring to see.
Definitely. And getting back into this year's event, the run has multiple events. You talked about the 1 kilometer toddler walk. There's going to be a 5 kilometer walk, run or bike event and a 10 kilometer bike or run event. Can you describe what each event entails and who they might be suitable for?
Well, I know that I just wanted to say, it's suitable for, say, for the example, the 5 kilometer bike. We suggest that the young kids younger than 10 years old do that one. Or if you haven't biked in a long time, to start practicing, and you could probably do the 5K, but there is a giant hill, I have to admit, on the Fourth Line. And so if you have a good bike that has gears that can gear down to help you get up the hill, that would be great. But the 10 kilometer bike ride, there will be water stations on the route. And so if you want to challenge yourself and you want to do the 10K, just know that there's water stations along the route and there's bathrooms there. There'll be bathrooms, portable bathrooms on Mohawk and on Seneca Road. And in the past, we've had people in wheelchairs come. People have rollerbladed, so it's truly a community event. So young and old have participated. Families come out and watch their relatives in the run. So we'll have a timer. And so the timers will be recording the runners as they're coming through. And, I suggest you come early. 8 o'clock is a registration, and we have t-shirts that are available on first come, first serve basis. We did a call out for volunteers to help us man the registration and also be there to help set up and clean up. And, they can call me and I can give them a direction as to if they need volunteer hours for Dreamcatcher community hours, or if they are high school students and they need community hours. If there's no duties for them to be assigned, they'd just be encouraged to participate in the event, and we would sign their papers as well. But, having being there is the most important thing, and, appreciating our ability to be able to move.
Definitely. And you mentioned the toddler walk earlier. And I think it's going to be awesome to see all the kids taking part and burning off all their energy that they have. Can you talk about how important it was to get families involved in the event and really teach the younger generations of the community of the importance of being involved in a healthy, active lifestyle?
It's been the parents themselves. And generally, I think our families are healthy to appreciate their ability to walk, run to jog or anything. But, lacrosse is big in our community, and there's other sports that are starting to pick up momentum. And, so we see a lot of families either doing the stand-up board or they're doing canoeing, kayaking, And archery. That's another thing that they're getting involved in. And, you know, so there's a ton of sports out there, and it's just families playing together. And that's what's been inspiring for young and older families, because we had one community member, he was 80 years old, and he biked every year. And, you know, that was, he brought his family, and he was, I think they had like three generations in their family, and but they walked or they chose to run, right? So everybody's doing their own best. So it doesn't mean that they have to go to those exact distances. They can turn around wherever they are and go back to the finish line. But we will have golf cart patrol, and we'll have truck patrol. Say if their bike breaks down, there'll be a truck on the route to pick up their bikes and take it back to the finish line. And we have golf carts. If they don't feel like they can complete the distance, the golf carts are to be able to drive them back to the finish line and know that they did their best that year.
And just finally, before I get you out of here, how can people register for the 24th Tom Longboat Run? Will there be a pre-registration, or is it just simply show up at the event right at 8 o'clock and you can get registered like that?
Thanks for asking that question. We're going to suggest everybody to come early. Registration starts at 8 o'clock on the day of the event at the community hall, and we'll have a number of people doing the registration. You'll come into the community hall and you'll see a 5 kilometer section and a 10 kilometer section. So you go to those distances, and then you can register there. But I know that there'll be individuals who'll be registering, and there'll be also families. So just take the extra little bit of time to register your family. Let us know if you're going to be doing the walk, bike, or the run. If you're doing the 5K, if you're doing the 10K, let us know if you're doing the biking or running. And I hope that you, the Andy, can come and participate as well, and experience the event, and give us some pointers on how we're doing too.
Definitely, definitely trying to get out there. Yeah,
yeah, and likewise, everyone is welcome. At the end of the finish line, we'll be handing out medals. So it's not just you're getting a T-shirt; you're getting also a medal for the people that crossed the finish line. So. And it's super.
That's awesome, Cindy. And thank you very much for doing this. It's always an event that gets talked about a lot within the community, and it's an exciting day. So best of luck with all the further planning. I know you said it was a busy day today. So hopefully it's a very successful run.
Thank you. And, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk to our community members about the event that's coming up. And I want to say thank you to all the organizations, the departments, the volunteers, and staff, and our community for coming out to support the event, because we wouldn't be able to do this without everyone's help.